Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 344 shows and counting. And this is just so wonderful having this radio platform and speaking out for our animal friends in need and distress. On this platform, we stand up for all animals, and all these shows have been amazing. All the guests have been so wonderful, informative, and I mean, it's just going to keep going here. This show started back in June of 2014, and with Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, want to give a big shout out to her, and she trained me to do, you know, on everything, on the PPJ Gazette, the host, you know, schedule. I'm a one-woman operation here, and a big, huge thank you and hug to Marty Oakley. She has her show still going through the week, TS Radio Network, and has hot topics on there, and also the PPJ Gazette. And that's what it takes, everyone, is teamwork. That is so important, because the more of us animal advocates that come together, and we get meaningful changes made. We become stronger. And like Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat, would say, strength in numbers. So we have to all stick together, keep working at it. It's not going to happen overnight. And to help these changes made for the animals, because they cannot speak out for themselves. They can't defend themselves. They're innocent and helpless. And when we see the photos, the bad photos and the videos, we have to step up to the place and do something. We hear the animal cry, and we've got to reply with taking action. So I just want to go over a couple things before I get the show started. My name's Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals, coming to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And everyone, you can listen in worldwide. You can listen in to the show by phone or Skype in, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak to the guests with any comments or questions, and it's the same number every Thursday, okay? So just try to refrain from any noises in the background, radios, TVs, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. The more voices and action takers, the faster we see the meaningful changes, everyone. So stand together and take that foot in the right direction, and take action. Whether it's call your representatives, and that number is, and please keep this, I have mine in my contacts, but I've called it so much I've got it in my memory. Area code 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat that, and that's 202-224-3121. And they'll ask for your zip code, and ask them to speak to your state representative or senator. and you know, try to be professional and polite to get your word across, and you know, everything, you know, keep up with it. If you want a bill introduced, you know, to put in the draft, and then they'll return it and go through and get approved, and then it'll go into legislation. Okay, so everyone do your part, or you can even email them and just find, you know, search, find your state representatives or find your state senators, put your zip code in, it will lead you, and then you'll have to put your information in after you press contact. You know, your name, address, email address, and what your question is or comments, and they should make a, you know, reply to you in your primary email. So if you have any, you know, questions, you can feel free to contact me, because I'm, you know, out there multitasking. I help out with elder abuse also. I have Help Stop Elder Abuse on Facebook support group. Marty and I, Oakley, are the admins if you'd like to join and multitask. And also, Diane Lynn Echo of We Love Pit Bulls have got started a new group, Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. She's a big supporter of the show and a former guest, and want to give her a big shout out because it just started out and we're having members come in, and we need a lot more and see it massively grow, because it's human chain reaction to take action for our animal friends in need. And you can always go back and listen to the archive shows or the upcoming broadcast coming from there and share or invite your friends, family, animal advocates also. I want to also give a big shout out to Gary Bowden. He, I'm also the team family member on Animal Advocate Alliance, and on their website, it's awesome. It's all of us animal advocates coming together globally and posting, so please check it out. It's free to register, you know, to be a member, and check it out and spread the word. And Animal Advocate Alliance is also on Twitter and also on Facebook. So they're new since May of 2021, and I've joined in with their team, and they are awesome. It's a strong members, and we're taking action out there. And in fact, they're in March, coming soon, good news, another animal radio show all about animal radio on Animal Advocate Alliance, and it's starting. I'm going to, you know, update on everybody when it starts. And I'm going to probably, they invited me to have an hour segment on there. So that's good news. So host to host, coast to coast, all the, we're all speaking out for on air for the animals in need and distress. And we're going to do our best, everybody. So please join us and help us out, because the more animal advocates out there, the faster the changes. And a big shout out to all the animal advocates out there and who's helping me share on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. And thank you all so much. You all rock. I mean, this list is huge. That's helping me promote my shows, and I highly appreciate it so much. And keep it up, because, hey, we're all a great family team together, animal warrior brothers and sisters. All of you, keep doing what you're doing. We cannot stop or we automatically lose. Let's work together. But I want to bring my guest on, and she is new coming on. I want to welcome her aboard, Jessie Miller, founder and managing director at Epic Outreach. And they do have a website, awesome website, and a Facebook page. And our topic tonight, everyone, is going to be compassion for animals, rescue, networking, and education outreach. So we're going to welcome her aboard, and we'll bring her on air. Jessie Miller, how are you? Welcome to Voices Carry for Animals. This is wonderful. Thank you. Yes, and you can hear me? Go ahead.
I can hear you. No, thank you. Thanks for letting me join you tonight.
Hey, no problem, and looking forward to having you back on, you know, again and again, because there's no limit on how many times a guest can come on, and we, you know, always like to keep up with what's happening and the progress and you know, getting the word out there, because the more awareness and prevention, because we are the animals' protectors, and we have to do what's right out there. So, but you want to tell the audience who, you know, how you got started with Epic Outreach, and then we'll go into the topic a little bit later, okay? Go right ahead.
Perfect. Sure, thank you. Again, I appreciate it. It's such an honor to be here. You have a great show, and I love the voice that you, you know, are sending out there for animals. It's pretty incredible and amazing. So thank you. So Epic Outreach, we – go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I said, you're so truly welcome. I do my best.
Oh, thank you. You do a great job. Yeah, Epic Outreach has been around since 2015, and we really created the organization. I have a passion for education outreach, and I started the organization with the sole purpose of sharing information to create a kinder world. And EPIC is an acronym for Educating People, Inspiring Compassion. And we started out going into schools with therapy animals and really focusing on children to teach messages of kindness and compassion by telling the animal stories, taking in rescued animals, and then, you know, sharing how to be kinder to your own pets or your neighbor's pets. The vision was to always eventually have a farm sanctuary where we could actually have people come and actually engage with the animals and have one-on-one contact, and then continue to share those messages of kindness and compassion through the stories of horses and pigs and chickens that we rescue here at the farm sanctuary. So that's kind of our mission, is education outreach, but we also do a little bit of rescuing of animals as well, and it's really building that connecting people to the animals and having them not necessarily form a bond, but really make the connection that these animals have feelings too, and they have personalities, and being kind to all animals, not just dogs and cats, but, you know, horses and pigs and chickens and donkeys, and we have a bunny and guinea pigs as well.
Oh, that is awesome. And to hear what you're doing, you're a positive impact there, Jesse. I mean, starting out children, when they're young, that's when you teach them how to treat animals with dignity and respect, and let them feel comfortable with, because they move forward into their adulthood doing the same, you know. So this is so – it's a shining star for all the animals out there, because they, you know, have feelings just like us. I mean, they suffer. They can see, smell, eat, hear, you know, sleep, walk, and they want to be treated fairly. They're, you know, they don't – we want them free from neglect and abuse and torture and you know, it's that's why I have this radio platform, because I know I can't make changes, but thousands of me out there can. And if we come together as one, then the meaningful changes happen. And with the children, I was checking out your website and Facebook page, and you see, and I seen so many uplifting and inspiring photos of, you know, children with the animals and in the classroom. And that is, I wish that was happening more in this world, I mean, in America, because that is that's so uplifting to me. I mean, that's, you see that, I mean, just like when I've seen photos of children, you know, going to the shelters and reading books to the animals, you know, that's getting close to them. And that is so, I mean, heartwarming. You look at those, and I've seen, and all the listeners out there, please check out Epic Outreach on their website and also on Facebook, because you'll look at those pictures and you'll say, wow, it'll bring a smile to your face. Say, look at this. This is the positivity in this world. And can't thank you enough for what you're doing. I mean, it's amazing. And bringing the animals closer to, you know, humans and children, you know, and making a, in this world today, how we need more kindness in this world and more generosity and respect and dignity. And it doesn't cost anything to be kind to an animal or human. Nothing, zero. You know, so
absolutely.
So when we do this, you know, bringing the negative into the positive, you know, for, like you said, in the neighborhoods, teaching awareness with animals, because not to, you know, there's several out there that hasn't really been around any animals or pets, and it educates them, you know, it tells them, hey, these animals, you know, you don't go up and hit them or pull their tail or pull their ears, you know, or yell at them. You know, that's abuse and neglect. So you're
right.
Very educational there, you know. So the compassion for animals, you know, the topic here, and we had, you know, spoken about, you know, the pot-belly pigs, and you're getting more into that and the pigs. And they deserve respect, too. I mean, all of them. The way I look at it, you know, they're all lives matter, including all the animals. So
yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we work together, hey, positive changes come out and say, hey,
yep.
This is the way the animal should be treated and everything. And the education, and I see where, you know, you had the classes for the children, including, you know, arts and crafts projects and games and where the animals, you know, where the children come in contact with the animals and they're petting them and they're getting, you know, that has got to be so heartwarming for them because, you know, just like us, children have feelings too, and they love all the children I've known through my life, even being a child, love animals, you know, all
yeah.
Men, women, and children, real men, women, and children love animals. But that's wonderful. That's so, you are such a positive impact in this world. Love it, you know.
Yeah,
we try
to do our best to share positivity. It's where we kind of focus our attention. Because I believe if you create it, you will attract it. And so the more positive energy you can put out into the universe for animals, the people, the planet, it just, you know, creates a collective. And we want to continue to create that rather than, you know, uncreate it.
Right. We want to, you know, keep going positive, bring more good
yep.
news into this world, more positivity, you know, empower people to, hey, take that step in the right direction. Join us, you know, to recruit them in. Say, hey, you know, we are the voices of the animals, the children, the animals, or the elderly. They cannot speak out for themselves, so we have to do it
right.
for them. And if we remain silent and just stand still, the problems get worse and they prevail. And I don't think I want to see that, and I don't think a lot of us don't want to see that. And that's why
right.
we're out there, you know, to just check out all the animal organizations out there, all the animal advocates. And a big shout out to all of you for doing what you're doing. I mean, look at the cross posters out there that's helping animals on death row. I mean, I know my news feed is gone. Once I'm on, you know, any social media, it's constantly, I'm seeing it going on, help saving lives. And some
right.
make it to safety, you know, and some don't. And, I mean, there's millions of healthy, adoptable animals that get put down a year because of overcrowding, and at all ages, and that's so sad and heartbreaking. So we have to, out there, everyone, go out there and adopt. Don't shop. You know, please spay
right.
and neuter your pets. You know, let's curb this problem, this massive amount of healthy, adoptable animals per year getting put down, all ages, dogs, cats, everything. Let's make it, we need change. And let's see a massive, it will never go down to zero, but we can see a massively decrease in all of this.
Yep.
I hope that, you know, more adoption events. You know, I've seen in the newspaper where they have, you know, pet adoption, you know, on their pages or pet of the week to be adopted, or, you know, on the news they'll bring in. That's awesome. So if the media gets more involved, you know, and come together, we can solve this problem. I mean, it's massive. It's not minor. And I hate seeing
right.
those ones, you know, have a one day left or maybe hours. It's so, I mean, sad. And so we have to work on our solutions, everyone, not keep the ongoing problems that's happening in this world today. But go ahead and on your, Jesse, on your networking and education outreach, can you, and rescue, can you explain to the audience, you know, what all you get involved in with doing that? Because, and everyone said, I said, like before, please visit their website and see how you can, you know, maybe even help out, donations. I mean, this stuff doesn't cost, you know, cost free. Nothing's free in this world, right, Jesse? I mean, it's not. We only
no,
wish.
No, not at
but,
all. Yeah, we're constantly fundraising for the animals. And so it definitely, we're currently raising funds right now for, we'd like to call it a piggy palace, but we're creating some new pig spaces that we can do some more potbelly pig rescue. So potbelly pigs are typically domesticated pet pigs, not really your farm pig. And we find that we get calls a lot about them. And there's not a lot of help. I mean, there are organizations that help them, but they're almost becoming such a crisis and a need to help potbelly pigs as pets. And we have shifted, while we started our farm sanctuary to focus on horses and the larger farm animals, we have shifted a little bit to the potbelly pigs. We actually created a piggy education program. We're going to do a lot more education outreach focused on potbelly pigs. We're working on changing the ordinance in our community to be more potbelly pig friendly, so that people can adopt them and have them as pets, because they make great pets. And it, as long as you're prepared for them and you educate yourself on what it takes to provide a potbelly pig with a home, but then also helping to rescue. So a lot of animal control facilities, some of your community, local municipalities will respond, and they don't really have the resources to help the animals once they're in their care. A lot of them end up in auctions and in situations where their fate is unknown and probably not going to be positive. So we're really trying to focus on helping the animals, the potbelly pigs, in our direct community and trying to make a change, which takes a lot of education and a lot of networking, because we can't take them all in here at our sanctuary. We would be overwhelmed very quickly. So we're trying to network with others and then also educating and then creating an opportunity to do adoptions. And we've adopted out two potbelly pigs this year. We adopted out two last year. And they're in, you know, homes that are very well educated. We provide people with a lot of resources on how to be the best pet pig parents. And we are always a resource for anybody that is considering to adopt, or maybe they have a pig and they're struggling with, whether it be behavioral or medical. We will help guide them and help get them the help they need to keep the pet pig if they can. But that's where really where we're focusing, because there is such an incredible need. These potbelly pigs are often misunderstood, and a lot of people think they should just go live on a farm, and they can actually be very well cared for in a home and be a pet pig in a residential area. So we are really trying to shift people to open their mind for that, because they do make great pets, and they're super incredibly intelligent animals. They're very personable. You can train them to do just about anything you can train your dog to do. And so they're really just cool little animals that I really want to shift people's minds about and really help them. So we are focusing a lot of attention on that, fundraising for that. We have to do this for them because they can get in and out of the most tiny spaces, and they love to just root around and use their mind, and so they need to be stimulated, have a lot to do. And so that's really kind of, I call it my piggy passion, because that's where I've really shifted my energy. And it's all about compassion too, because in that there is education, and there's, you know, really showing people that they can learn their name, they can learn how to sit, and they can be incredibly gentle. You can sit on the ground with a lot of them, and they'll just come right up to you and want a belly rub, just like a dog would.
Well, that's awesome, you know. That must be so cute to happen. Hey, I want a belly rub,
yeah,
just like a dog, okay?
Yep. They really
and you got
do, and it's super cute to see. If you've never been able to sit on the ground with a potbelly pig and have them come over and offer up their belly for a scratch, I mean, it's the cutest thing on the planet. Like, there's nothing that just makes me smile more. It's just super cute.
It has to be. I mean, you know, because they want to feel comfortable, just like all animals. They want to,
absolutely,
you know, feel, have, you know, when you're around them, when humans and animals, you know, come together, it is the bond. When you open your heart to them, the bond is amazing. And animals lift us up in our lives. I mean, look at the pets at home and the animals out there. We, all of us animal lovers, you know, we'd love to be a part of the animals' world and protect them and make sure they're living happy and comfortable and freedom and peace and, you know, treated with dignity and respect. And when you see those photos, everyone, and I know a lot of you have, when, you know, the pigs were out there running around, or, you know, the horses, and I've, you know, seen on the your website and Facebook page, you know, the children with, you know, petting the horses, and that's awesome. I have a couple of friends that have horses, and, you know, they love carrots, you know, and there's other several ones around, but they're so friendly. They deserve the best treatment and best care. You know, they don't do nothing to harm us. They're there for us. And it's amazing,
right,
we, you know, how we could communicate with them, you know, become friends with them. Our pets at home, we can, you know, talk to them like they're human, and they love that. Because I know mine here, if you're not talking to them, then they think you're mad at them, and they'll hit you with their paw or get your attention. And you're not mad at them, but, you know, you just look at them and say, hey, it's okay, you know. But they're,
absolutely,
you know, the ones here in this household are spoiled, rotten, and they deserve to be. You know, they deserve,
yeah,
all of them deserve a TLC home and everything. So,
they do.
Yeah.
It's,
and we cannot
stop that. It's really cool
to see,
too, like you said, with the photos of the kids. You know, a lot of kids that come here have never a horse. They only see them, like, out in a field or behind a fence on a, you know, quote-unquote farm as they're driving by, you know, the open fields where farms are. And so to have the kids come here and actually get to walk up to a horse and actually pet it, or even feed it a carrot, or even a pig. So many people are amazed on that pigs really aren't soft. They have very coarse, rough hair, and it's just amazing to see people get that experience that they normally wouldn't have gotten. And it really has shifted people's minds on, you know, that pigs do have personalities. Horses can be gentle, even though they're this big, huge animal, and people, you don't have to be afraid, and you can walk up to them and pet them. And to give them that experience in a positive environment, I can only imagine. Unfortunately, I don't have, you know, anecdotal data, because I don't follow people home and watch them and ask them questions. But it's really kind of, I just imagine people leaving and having this experience that left a really positive impact for them that could shift how they view animals that they might have seen in a book that was depicted in a negative way. And for me, that's kind of what I feel is our purpose and our mission, is to connect people in that positive light and give them a different perspective on what farm animals are, or even dogs and cats. We have dogs and cats here too. So it's all about that positive impact.
Oh, yeah. And I know that the children, they get excited, you know, because, you know, they love being around the animals. And I've seen some photos where they, you know, were in the classroom. And that's got to be so uplifting to them, you know and to learn at a young age. Because once they learn respect and dignity for animals, they're going to go through their whole life to adulthood respecting them also. So
yeah.
it's a wonderful.
I believe that.
I do too.
I believe that wholeheartedly, 100%. You can teach kids kindness and compassion. They might not be born with it, but I think we all are born with it. But we learn from others, and we can teach them that, and they can grow up to be kind and compassionate adults. But we have to get to them early, and we've got to plant those messages of kindness and compassion. And I believe animals are a great bridge to that, whether we go into the classroom or we bring them here to a farm sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, and the farm sanctuaries are great to have, too. I mean, it's so, you know, when you look at them and they live how, you know, more freely and everything and run and be happy and, you know, socialize with other animals and, you know, children and humans, that right there is a positive sign. That's a huge plus. And even with, you know, the dogs and cats. I mean, we know once we see the animals, you know, living better lives and futures, we know we have done what we need to do, working together to see that. And to, you know, see the lives change, the animals especially thank us, Jesse, but they can't tell us. But we notice when their lives change and futures change for the better. And they're happy, and that's what we want to see them be. You know, we don't want to see them sad and scared and living in fear, you know, or neglected, abused, or hit, or anything like that. Or violence, we got to get rid of the violence, you know, out there. Because, you know, there's a lot of the pets out there that are getting treated great at home, TLC homes they so well deserve. And then there's ones that aren't. So we have to, you know, get with the laws and make them, you know, justice for the animals. Because they can't speak out. They can't go into the courtroom. They can't call the police or make police reports. We have to do it for them. So we're all, with Epic Outreach, you're heading for in the right direction. You're a shining star. And I hope more and more of them come out, and because this is just wonderful. And everyone, if there's anybody that wants to call and talk to Jesse Miller, the founder and managing director at Epic Outreach, you're more than welcome to. I'm going to be taking calls, 310-982-4270. Press 1 and you'll be in the queue, and try to refrain from any noises, conversations, you know, TVs, radios in the background, and you're more than welcome to come on board this radio platform. We're rocking the airwaves again there, Jesse. I love doing this and won't stop, you know. 344 shows and counting, everyone. And thanks to everyone out there for making it happen. You know, the total success from TS Radio Network to Animal Advocates Radio. I kept the same name, Voices Carry for Animals, because it, you know, they're all together. It's the same show, but just different network. You know, so if you want to call in anybody, you know, call in. Any comments or questions, stand up for the animals. We are the animals' voices, and we will be heard. You know, so
I love it.
We have to a human chain reaction to take action. We want positivity, and more positivity in this world, right, Jesse? I got a call from area
100%.
Code 724. You're live and on the air. Do you have any comments or questions for the guests?
Hi, Debbie. It's Diane.
Hey, Diane, you must have heard me because I was giving you a shout-out earlier on that new group you made for me.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Animal
and I
want to
tell
Radio
you, congratulations.
Care for animals. Yeah.
Congratulations to you for 344 shows.
Hey, I'm doing my best, and I'm going to keep going, Diane. With great team players like you and friends, we could do it. We got to stay strong and optimistic, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's about Pitbull Diane, Jesse. She has We Love Pitbulls. She has, over 50 groups on Facebook. I call her the Facebook Queen. And she stands up for the animals.
I don't have one on pigs, though. Jesse, I love pigs. They're so cute.
Oh, you do? That's awesome. I love people who love pigs.
My kids, I collect them. They're in my kitchen all over the place.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
That's
but,
wonderful.
Debbie, do you have a pig?
What's that?
Do you have a pig?
No, I wish
you
I
have
did.
No
I
pet pigs.
But I don't have one.
Yeah.
But,
well,
Debbie,
I can always
I love
help you with that.
Debbie.
If you ever want one, just let me know.
Oh, okay. I love all your shows, Debbie, but this one here with Jesse, it's so uplifting and positive. It's a breath of fresh air. Instead of hearing
yes, it is.
Stories.
Yeah, because, the other shows on the platform, we're doing as we're speaking out for the animals in need and distress. So we want all the other guests on the show and all the organizations to go to positive, too. That's why we're doing it. We hear us animal advocates hear some bad stuff that's going on, especially, it's mind-blowing, gut-wrenching. And so I've had several shows on positive, things that's happened in these, I don't know the numbers of them, but they did bring good vibes and good things happening. And that's what we're trying to do with all the other ones. That's why they're on that platform, to reach out to everyone and get their help and make this a better world to live in for the animals. I mean, for all of us, So we got to keep it going, Keep it going. Yeah. Right, Jesse?
So
you have to keep that positivity.
Thank you for what you're doing. I think it's awesome. You don't see that too much, and it's just really great. And like Debbie was saying about the kids being involved, that's always a plus.
Yeah, I love it. Well,
great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and one thing I didn't share with everybody was that we also do children's books. So I write stories about the animals that we rescue, and through those animals, we tell their story of rescue, which kind of plants a seed of how to be better, how to be kinder, and what you can do to help animals. So we have one about a dog who was rescued. It talks about adoption and her rescue story. We have one about a pig, of course, and how, pigs end up being abandoned and they need to find a new home. We have a chicken book. We have one that talks about cats. And then we have another dog book, too. So two dog books, a pig book, chicken book, and a cat book. So when we use those books, we get a lot of grant support through those books. And so we are able to share those books for free with kids in schools. And then also kids that come to the farm for a tour also get a book when they leave to try to plant that seed a little bit deeper and have that ripple effect so that those messages continue to be shared and grow.
It has to be an awesome feeling for you to be doing what you're doing and know that, when you see the generation of children, you can say, hey, I had a part in that. I had a part in, making them a better person, for the animals. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's super fun. And people love the books. Even I have had adults read the books and really get something from them. One of the books is about a pit bull. His name is Chance. And we talk about, he meets a butterfly and they talk about being discriminated based on what they look like. And I've had adults read that book and it shifts how they think about the pit bull breed, because we actually mention pit bull in the book and talk about the discrimination. And so it's really kind of, it gives me goosebumps when I think about it, because I've had multiple people tell me that, hey, I read that book, even though it's a kid's book, and that kind of shifted my mind about the pit bull.
Yes, I've heard of it. It's a great book.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you keep up the good work that you're doing there and spread the love around.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We need
thank
more
you.
Love
you too. Thank you for all you do.
Mm-hmm.
Love is, right, Diane? Love is beautiful and hate is ugly. So we need more love in this world. You know, kindness.
Amen.
And it doesn't cost anything to be kind
exactly.
to a human or animal. You know,
yep.
do something, an act of kindness, whether it's to human or animal, and it'll make you feel better. I mean, I do it a lot. And
I like that phrase, in a world where you can be anything you want, why not be kind?
Yeah.
That's it. That is very heartwarming right there. It's so meaningful and true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's what we need. And the positive, you know, actions that we do, everyone, take that foot in the right direction, you know. When I see the victories come through, I want to do the victory dance, okay? And I can't take credit, but I am involved. And I want to, you know, do the happy dance, right, Diane? And Diane's out there, she's working hard, too, on everything. Yeah. And she's an admin on one of my admins on Voices Carry for Animals on Facebook, along with Patricia Perry from Paws Across America, and there's several of them. Big thank you for all of you admins helping me out, moderators, because I can't always be there, you know. So thanks for all your help. And thank you, Diane, because you got already over 50-some groups, and she helps me with Voices Carry for Animals.
That's great.
And that's isn't that great?
It is great.
That's wonderful. Teamwork. You know, teamwork
yeah,
rocks
I was just
and
say,
teamwork
it takes
wins.
A team.
That's
yep.
right. Because the more of us come together, animal advocates, the stronger and better we become. And the faster the changes, you know, because when the victories take, you know, longer to get here to make change, the longer the animals suffer. So the faster we come together and take that action and use our voices and our signatures and everything, spread the word, hey, the changes come in, you know, so
yeah.
keep it up.
I say piggy power.
Inspired.
That's
it, piggy power. I like that. People power.
How are you that?
Yeah. People power helps the piggy power. How's that?
That's
yeah.
great.
There's a new one for you to use.
That's it. I have to do a graphic there, Diane. And she does graphics for me, too. You do some great graphics there. Awesome.
I'll get you a piggy power one out.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
maybe
I do.
Maybe I can be in touch with you, and I can send you a couple.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to connect. That'd be great.
Okay. Great. It's always good to connect with people, you know, that are doing positive things.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it takes, you know. Moving the negative into the positive. It can be done. It just
yes.
takes all of us coming together as one and doing what we need to do. If we sit idle and look the other way and not do nothing, expect no changes. You know, people tell me, oh, I can't look at that photo or that video. And you know something, I don't like looking at them either. But I take my anger into taking action, okay? That's how I take care of business. You know, I'll get
that's
down
right.
and out, and I know a lot of advocates do when they see this and hear this stuff going on. But everyone, take your anger and frustration of what's going on and take it into action, you know. Contact your legislators. That is so important right there. When we work together with them, then you will see the changes being taken place, if there's enough of us. You know, if there's only a handful, we're only spinning our wheels. So keep spreading the word out there. You know, do what you need to do. Because your actions, every effort counts. You know, doing that.
Yep.
Everything
I tell kids that, too. You know, I tell kids that they can have an impact just by you know, helping their neighbor walk a dog, or, you know, helping, you know, the maybe the stray cat or something by feeding it or whatever. Like, there's so much that even kids can do, or making, you know, making cat toys for the animals in the shelter out of paper towel rolls. And it's really kind of cool to see kids get excited about little ways that they can make a big impact.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. And I got Diane, you can stay on air. I got a call from area code 719. You're live and on the air, Animal Advocates Radio. Thanks for calling. It's area code 719. Go right ahead. You have any comments or questions for the guest?
Hey, Debbie.
Hello?
And Diane and Jesse. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Hey, it's Mama Cat, everyone. That's Ray Bittner, Strength in Numbers. Meow.
That's right.
I love
that's
it.
That's Mama Cat. Yeah, Pitbull Diane and Mama Bear, that's me. Mama Bear doesn't care because she's all there.
I have a pig story I want to share. When you're deciding to get a pig as a pet, I just have a little bit of advice. Make sure that it's a mini pig or a potbelly pig and not like a farm pig. Because my neighbors came home with a pet pig, and it was the cutest little thing. And they brought it over to show it to me, and I looked at it, and I said, she goes, look at my mini potbelly pig. I said, excuse me. Oh, yeah, he's a mini potbelly pig. I said, that is a pig. I'm not a potbelly pig. This is a pig. Oh, no. We paid $350, and it's a potbelly mini pig. I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you, but that's a pig. Okay, I was raised on a farm, and that's a pig. No, no. Well, less than 2 weeks later, I see Archie, their miniature potbelly pig, out in the front yard, and they're chasing it, and it's a pig. It's not no mini nothing. It's just a big old pig. And he's yelling, trying to get him back in the house. And I said, well, you know, don't you have a collar? Oh, his neck is too fat. He slips right out of a collar. I said, I told you that was a pig, not no mini pig. So I came over here and grabbed a bag of grapes, and I threw him down where he was, and then I made a trail, and then I took a handful and threw him in the house. Archie followed that trail, went right on in the house. I shut the door. I said, you're going to have a problem with that mini pig. I mean, he was huge. It was a farm pig.
Yeah. Definitely
so
a big difference.
Be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. And we definitely educate people about that. We have a farm pig. His name is Jimmy, and lives on the farm. And there's a very big difference. And we always show people the difference between, like, a potbelly pig mix and then what a true farm pig is. And so, yeah, very big difference.
Well, she threatened to take it to the butcher and have him butchered. I said, you mean to tell me that you had that thing living in your house for, well, it wasn't that long before he got really big. But he's a pet. You can't, oh, I know, I just don't know what to do with them. So I made a couple phone calls and found a rancher out east, and he took Archie, and Archie is retired out there, and he's definitely not a potbelly pig.
Very
cute.
Yeah, kind of funny. Love it.
So be careful what kind of pig you get. Unless you want to find somebody that's going to take him when he hits, you know, 300 pounds or more. And, you know, he was a big pig, too.
I like that one Facebook page.
You could not wrestle that pig.
Ray and Jesse, I like that. And Diana, that one Facebook page, Esther the Wonder Pig.
Yeah.
So adorable.
Yeah. She's great. They actually do a lot of networking for pigs. They've helped us out a lot when we have pigs that we're trying to help rehome or find a safe place for. They have a networking group that it's called Esther's Army, and Esther's Army is fantastic with helping to network for pigs in need. And it's definitely linked to Esther the Wonder Pig. And they're incredible. Talk about voices that carry for animals being, you know, that the networking, they are fantastic. You should follow their page and go like their Esther's Army if you're into pigs, because they're wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I've already had, yeah, I see those photos and they're so adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, Esther is so, and you got to give the animals, all the animals a chance, because they're awesome to be around and hang out with and become friends with, and you know, they're uplifting. They don't, they're not downlifting, they're uplifting. You know, so that's what we got to, that's why
they're,
I fight so hard
smart
for them. They're wonderful. Animals are wonderful. Yeah.
And pigs are
yep
very smart. Archie could
very
open
smart
the door, open the gate, get into his food
yep
or any other food. Yeah, he was a really smart piggy.
they're very food motivated. That's the one good thing about them, because you can get them to do just about anything for food. So,
and
they're
they
very
love
food motivated.
Grape. They love grapes.
Oh yeah,
that's all I know.
And hey Ray, and Skylar, give Skylar a big hello and a hug from me and Allie. That's her grandkids. Jesse, they was guests on the show with Ray before. You know, because
oh, wow,
she takes care of over 100 cats and colonies, and he was speaking
wow
out for them. I think he was 10 at the age, but he did such a great show. He had callers call in, and he was so professional, and he was awesome. And, you know, so tell Skylar, you know, hello and a big hug, and thanks for all he's doing for the animals, you know, and I know he's helping out there with, you know, his friends and his schoolmates and everything, and trying to convince them to, you know, be nice to animals. So that's, he's going to be our future animal advocate. You know that, Ray? It's coming.
Yep.
And, oh, yeah. So.
So good.
Yep. But he did a real, they did a real good job, and Allie did too. And you're, you know, and Ray's out there, you know, just spreading the word, because he's a big animal lover, too, and multitask out there. And over 100 cats and colonies, you know, taking care of them. She's got a huge heart, too, so can you imagine if she wasn't doing that? Oh, my goodness. Whoa, Ray. You know, so,
and all the time I'm finding more. But, you know, getting kids involved is so good. We have the Boy Scouts now, we've kind of contracted with them. One of their badges
mm-hmm
is going to be to make feral cat houses for our colony.
Oh, wonderful.
So next year, this year in the spring, all the older cat houses, we're going to retire them because they're, you know, like some are about almost 8 years old. And so they're going to replace all of our cat houses one at a time. I think they've got about 10 or 15 of them made so far.
Wow.
And they do a great job, you know. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
You
got to
get
yeah
involved.
We,
and, you know.
That's
ahead
a great way to get them involved, too. And you're educating them in the process. So it's fantastic. We get the Girl Scouts to come out to the farm, and they do little projects on the farm, and then they get to hang out with the animals and meet them and hear their stories. It's so good for them to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. With the feral cats, though, I can't really have minors involved in the care of the cats themselves because, you know, there's just such a strict liability and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because they're feral, they're wild.
Yeah.
Some of them you can walk up to, some of them don't do it, you know. We've all been bitten, and I just wouldn't put a minor in that position, but I do bring kids with me when I change all the straw out, which we do, we're going to be doing that as soon as spring hits. So we'll go and empty all the straw out of all the houses and put all fresh straw, and you know, it teaches them that, you know, and I have kids ask me all the time, why do you do that? Because, like, they're not even your cat, you know, which is a perfectly legitimate question, and you know, I try to explain to them, but they're all of our cats. You know, they didn't ask to
right
be dumped out here. And
very true.
They've got so many groups up their, you know, after them because they kill birds and they kill lizards. They kill. So when we feed the colonies, we're deterring that. We get them sick so they don't have more kids, you know, the deal, and we tell the kids. And it seems to strike something up in them where people don't talk about that stuff with little kids usually, you know.
Right.
And so I think the more we involve them, the better off they are.
That's right. I wholeheartedly agree. 100%. It's great.
Hey, Mama Cat. Yep. You keep on doing what you're doing because you're awesome. All of you are, you know, Jesse and Diane and their two former guests are big supporters of the show, Jesse. And I love it. And we're always working as a team in contact and multitasking. So appreciate it. That's what it takes. We inspire each
it
other.
It does.
Hey, you know, keep each other up, not down. Because yeah, there you go. That's the one who says it all the time. Strength in numbers, right?
Yeah.
So we have to keep it up. And Ray, my wonderful and beautiful mother's listening again, Moose, a.k.a. Pat Dahmer. We got to say hi to Moose. And she's a big supporter of this show. Thanks, Mom. Love you always. You know, she listens in a lot. But, you know, I couldn't have asked for two better parents. You know, they taught us to be animal lovers, her and my brother, you know, myself and brother. So that's where this started out at. And look at me growing through adulthood. I used to, in the neighborhood growing up when I got 16, I used to like to take the neighbor's dogs for car rides. We wasn't going anywhere, but I was taking them for car rides.
That's wonderful.
So,
I think it's great.
They go along the block.
They love them car rides, you know. And, you know, I said, hey, I'm going to keep doing it because they, you know, it was entertaining to them. So, and they trust me to do it. So, but oh, I always loved animals. They're so uplifting and they bring us up, not down. They're fun to be around,
mm-hmm.
unconditional love. You know, everybody should give them that chance. Because when you open your heart to them, you know, get close to them, that bond is amazing. And hang out with them and pet them. That's why they call them pets, because they love to be petted.
That's
you know,
right.
So, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Yep. So, but ladies, we're down to 2 minutes and a half here. And, Jesse, I want to really thank you for coming on this evening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And looking forward to having you back on again. 344 live interview shows tonight, everyone. And Diane, Lynn Echo,
thank you
for calling in and all your support you give and help and everything.
You're
Keep up the great work you're doing, okay? And
mm-hmm.
standing together, not standing apart. So we have to what we have
yeah.
to do. And Ray Bittner, Mama Cat, you keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for calling in. So,
thank you, everybody,
yeah.
for letting me be here. And thanks everyone, for calling in and sharing your stories and feedback. I love it. It's been a great show, and I'm so grateful that we've been able to connect and you allowed me to come on.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to happen again. It's just so inspirational and inspiring what you're doing. You're a shining star in the animals world out there, and children, and humans. You know that? Bring positivity and kindness. I like the one that says, we are what we teach, and kindness always wins, saving lives,
yes.
creating compassion, everyone. So that means so
that's
much.
Right.
And that's right there is heartfelt because it's true. You know,
yep.
we all have to do our part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part and do what's right in this world. Not what's wrong, what's right. And keep that positivity. Let the negativity disappear, right? And a new beginning, a new start, because it can be done. But everyone, I'm on next week. I'm just waiting to confirm from Buster's Vision, Dawn Stanford. coming on next Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern. Welcome her back. And thank you all for tuning in. And I hope you have an awesome and relaxing night. And thanks, you know, please keep doing your part. Check out the Epic Outreach on Facebook and website, okay? So, you know, what we can do together, it's amazing. Let's hit the victories and the happy dances. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
May God bless you all. Paul and Ann, United we stand against all.